Preface. A bridge can still be built while the bitter waters are flowing beneath. Poet Anthony Leyson. The bridge is a prophetic word of what is to come regarding the U.S. economy, as well as an instruction tool on how to strategize and prepare. Much of what is written herein, both historical and current events, are not new subjects for the reader, as much as they are summarized in hopes of persuading the reader that fulfillment of the prophetic words the Lord spoke to me is imminent. One important note I want to emphasize is that the focus of this book is on the American and global economic climate. I make the assumption that governments and their leaders made decisions that influenced the outcome of their economic positions. I connect no political affiliation to this research, nor is it my intention to sway the reader politically regarding the topics within these pages. One of the challenges in writing The Bridge is that many different perspectives about the history of economic and political events exist. Thus, The Bridge could have taken on many different tones or themes, any one of which would have sparked the reader with thought-provoking content. That being said, I made every effort to stay in my lane, meaning I tried to focus on the prophecies and topics God gave me. To that end, I did not include very many other prophetic voices, not because I don't think God has spoken to them, but because I do not want to engage in comparisons. I know that there are many who have been shown similar things. I do not suggest that I stand alone in receiving prophetic words. I am doing my best to obey His voice regarding how I am supposed to present the information contained in these pages. I am not a professional historian or economist or even a theologian, but I did my due diligence in research to support in the natural what I have been shown in the spirit. The book's purpose is not to give a historic or economic lesson. The information contained herein is intended to provide support for the prophetic words the Lord has shown me. I mention just enough information and historical data to make my point. There are many catalysts that will affect the impending economic collapse, but what is mentioned within these pages is what God specifically told me to focus on. Bible passages used herein are quoted from either the King James Version or the New King James Version. When I refer to the Lord, I am referring to Jesus the Messiah, the only begotten Son of the Most High God. Here in part is what the Bible says about Him. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Christ, by definition, is the anointed, the Messiah, the Son of God. The church refers to the ecclesia, or everyone who believes that Jesus is Messiah, the only begotten Son of God. The body refers to the people closely united within one family or society. Receiving prophecies. The prophecies God gave to me came in dreams, visions, and as Rhema words. The Holy Spirit delivered these Rhema words to me. Rhema, by definition, means utterance or a saying of a message, a narrative concerning some occurrence. The Bridge is not a Bible study, nor is it my intent to enter into a debate about scripture or religious beliefs. My intent is to provide a brief background of some of the terminology and titles used, as well as a small glimpse into the writer's faith to allow the reader to follow along with minimal confusion. You decide. As you read, it does not matter to me whether you believe the content herein fully, partially, or at all. Within these pages, there are multiple secular references to information that supports the prophecies God gave to me. What I say now, and again later in the book, regarding how things will play out in our economy is partly what I have heard from the Lord and partly the result of logical reasoning based on historical data, economic cycles, and my own opinion. However, it is my hope that readers will take very seriously the prophecies contained herein and immediately begin taking action steps to secure a safety net for themselves and their loved ones. Getting prepared. I would like to make a general statement in regards to economic preparedness. There is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all financial preparedness strategy, approach, or plan. The reader may decide to apply some of the strategies, all of the strategies, or a completely different strategy from those contained in this book. There is no right or wrong way to prepare. Readers are encouraged to pray and inquire of God for His strategies to be prepared, to be imparted to them, specific to their own circumstances.